Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
They knew you were no vice lord. They can look at you and tell.
They didn't ask me if I was, wicked or pagan.
Once you said no to that, you were saying yes to devil worship.
Maybe they didn't want to say it explicitly, but they were worried I was a Satan worshiper. But I did assure them that I was just drawing some stars because I have ADD and that's it. Can I please go back to economics class?
You used to draw them pentagrams up in here.
Yeah, I draw.
I was worried.
I draw them anywhere. Mm. I draw pentagrams anywhere. You never know. It might be in your neighborhood. Mm-hmm. You see the pentagram, you know what it is. Anyway,
stop trying to check me my time at TSU.
I just wanted to.
Or PM Dawn, get off us all.
Set adrift on memory bliss. We just went. That was memory bliss. School uniforms. Interesting. Interesting stuff.
Those were good times.
Mark Giannotto is going to join us at 1:25. We'll talk to him about the week ahead for Memphis basketball. John Camden makes his announcement tonight.
Yes.
We'll get his thoughts on the way that Memphis and Penny Hardaway have built this recruiting class. Lots more to come. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
The number one place for the NFL in college football. WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. Listen on the radio.com app. Smart speakers say play 92.9 ESPN.
Memphis is home of the blues, barbecue, and Blue Note Juke Joint. It's bold like the blues and smoother than smooth. Enjoy it neat, on the rocks, or in a cocktail. Ask for it at your favorite liquor store, bar, or restaurant. Blue Note Bourbon Juke Joint.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Right now, you can save on red, white, or black seedless grapes. They're a juicy treat and only 99 cents a pound with card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves World Championship barbecue, and this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company, which has reopened at 50% capacity. They've instituted sanitation procedures greater than what the CDC and Health Department require, including a three-step approach to sanitizing tables so you can get back inside right now. So go order online at memphisbbqco.com.
Time to catch the falling prices at Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah during our Fallback Kia Sales Event. You'll find best mass market brand and initial quality 5 years running for Kia with J.D. Powers, and we gossip all at Gossett Kia Mount Moriah. Get 2020 Forte 131 a month, 36-month lease. How about a 2020 Soul 148 a month, 36-month lease? And check out the all-new 2021 Kia K5, now just 189 a month, 36-month lease. And they're all just $31.49 due at signing. And in these uncertain times, Gossett says rest assured with Kia's 10-year 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia, 2680 Mount Moriah, or KiaMountMoriah.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
All 36-month leases, $31.49 due at signing, zero security deposit, excludes acquisition fee, 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, 650 acquisition fee, Forte, LE224963, Soul, L712-0906, warranty is a limited powertrain warranty, see Kia.com or retailer for details, includes all rebates and incentives, PF590-75, excludes tax title and license, see dealer for complete details, not all customers will qualify.
Pros today have to do whatever the job calls for, and the Home Depot is here to help make that easier. With a wide range of delivery options, you can get what you need, from job lot quantities to small supply runs, delivered where and when you need it. Don't want to buy the tool? Rent it. We've got the most innovative products and more ways for pros to find them, in-store and online. Pros are changing. So are we. The Home Depot. How doers get more done.
So are you the type of guy that wants to look put together but doesn't want to spend hours shopping? I hear you. This is why there's Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple and convenient. Sign up in just a few minutes. Try new styles in the comfort of your own home. And there's no subscription required ever. So, isn't it time to refresh your look? Get started today at StitchFix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for everybody.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
Show we had on Tennessee athletic director, former coach of Tennessee football, Phil Fulmer. Always glad to have him on the show. And we obviously talked about Tennessee football, and we talked about Jeremy Pruitt and the extension there and everything that's going on. But we also got to the future of the Memphis basketball. Now, you were brave enough, you over there on that side with your rayon shirts and your hoop earrings and your and everything you got going
with
the, on
with this 901 on my chest
in the club.
Mm-hmm.
You were brave enough to ask him when y'all schedule in Memphis.
in football.
You said, "Hey, coach, what year does the Memphis Tennessee football series start?"
Well, no, I buttered him up because I talked about
you how, did. It was
can
a,
you
it
talk
was a,
about the strides that program's made? It's a little rope a dope. Ask you that to ask you this. Here comes the ambush.
And he said, "Yeah, you know, Memphis has really been the class of Conference USA for quite some time."
He did not say did Conference not, USA. That would have been disrespectful.
He did not say that. Yeah. But he was like, you know what? Yeah. Yeah.
He gave it to me, didn't he?
When they playing football again, Jason? That's basically what he said. You know, I know they've been out for a month now.
Yeah, I was telling him about Silverfield and Norville like he wanted to hear it.
Yeah, you were schooling him, man. You really were. You were like the historian for Memphis football with Fulmer. And he was, I guess, as complimentary as you would expect him to be. He said, I know Memphis done a nice job.
And he said, we're scheduled up for a few years, and which we all knew, too.
Yep.
And he said, basically said it'd be under consideration, but sound like to hell with Memphis.
Dude. I mean,
to hell with us playing Memphis.
Cause you,
just the same attitude they've had,
well,
and quite frankly, it's the wrong attitude.
Because you followed it up with, has Memphis gotten to a point now where there's real value in you
100%.
Playing them? And I don't think you really answered that. Do you think he answered that? I mean, he answered
and saying that they're considering it. I mean, I think he sees the value, but I would tell you too, it's probably more dangerous now because the likelihood that they'll beat you is higher. You know, the AAC is clearly the best thing outside the Power Five. Someone tell you it's better than some of the Power Fives, especially the Pac, mm-hmm. the Pac-12. So he gets that. He knows the football's quality, and I imagine now it may be an instance, I've talked about this with Giannotto, and maybe an instance where you've done damage to your chances of playing by getting so good. Now, we'll take the getting so good and live with the rest.
Yeah.
If Tennessee can't see it, they just can't see it. But just like in basketball, I think that Memphis has reached a point where there's value for both sides on that. Again, it's not just a Memphis team that's out there doing its thing every year outside of a terrible conference. It's playing in a good conference where it's going to get quality wins at, you know, just about every year. And if it's at that level, that's a good thing on your schedule, you know, when you beat that team.
Yep.
So, I mean, look, they're both ranked. Right
exactly.
now, you can't talk bad about Memphis football
right.
when it's in the same rankings that you're in.
But it's still, you know, it's still.
And it's been, quite frankly, a better program in this state for the last, what, 3, 4, 5 years.
It is still the, you know.
It's 3, 4.
Perception of losing to Memphis, even though we know it's changed, even though we in Memphis, we know the program has made huge strides. You know, I don't know. I mean, you hope the nation has caught up because of where they've been the last few. But, you never know. And I still think that there's still a turning up the nose by the SEC.
Oh, I think I can feel that. I'm just saying, how could you not see it? Again, if you were looking at this objectively, how could you not see it as a good thing? Memphis plays in a stadium that you could put a ton of Vols fans in as well. It's not like you're going to some rinky-dink ho-hum point either. All the same in-state bragging rights that apply to the basketball series could apply to this. And again, I'd tell you that a loss to Memphis wouldn't nearly hurt you as much as it had in the past, out of the respect level, the fact that you'd be losing to a ranked team. That said, the idea of losing to Memphis, I get, is what scares them up on the hill half to death. And they'd rather just keep on walking, keep on scheduling what they're doing, and not have to worry about it at all. My point is that, again, much like I say with Barnes, take yourself out of it. It's a good thing for the state, mm-hmm. and nationally it would be a good thing for the state, obviously, when you've got two programs. We expect Tennessee to get back right. under Pruitt.
Right.
They sort of have gotten there already. Now, yeah. this is going to be a tough year for them. You'd have that with Memphis already, too.
Yeah, so
you'd have a game day here or something like that.
You know, I hope that you see a Memphis-Tennessee game in your lifetime, Jason, but I don't think you're going to get it.
Oh, I think it'll happen again in my lifetime.
In a bowl, maybe.
Yeah.
Not like in a scheduled.
I mean, because I'm not going anywhere,
Phil,
bro.
Just
I mean,
told us...
I'm going to live till 80s, 90s now that I'm not smoking.
Okay.
It'll happen again in my lifetime.
Well, Phil just told you they booked up until 2195.
Yeah, act like we don't know that they schedule through 2025, 2026 or something. Like, we don't know. Like, we think he can put it on the schedule tomorrow on next year's schedule.
But
get that.
My question would be just on that. Like, why would Tennessee play Memphis?
They'd be beating a ranked team in the non-conference.
They don't want to play a ranked team outside of the SEC, though, do they? Don't they want? I mean, Oklahoma maybe.
The advantage they have is they can go put in a scrub team
yes.
in Neyland, and you're still going to have 100,000 people show up.
Exactly.
So it's sort of like the Cubs as far as that's concerned.
You play 5 to 6 ranked teams in your league every damn year, no matter what. So if you win you know the East, you're going to have a chance to play in the playoff. They don't really need the help. I mean, I'm just playing devil's advocate. I want it to happen. I'm trying to. Why would I do it if
if they want to get back to college football playoff and national championship calibers, they're going to have to beef up the non-con. And part of that, why wouldn't you take a Memphis team that's going to probably be ranked, going to be, you know, one that's looked upon, that's a quality non-conference win?
Yeah.
How does that not help you in terms of trying to impress a college football committee and get you on? You're playing you didn't schedule a cupcake.
Right.
You scheduled a real program that's up.
But, I mean, you forgive them, though, for scheduling cupcakes when you're playing an SEC schedule, right?
They can't just win the East and still, to me.
Well, you have to win the
you're gonna have
championship
to have, you'd still
game,
have
too.
To have a marquee game.
Yes.
You'd still have to have something marquee outside of the conference schedule.
Yeah. I hope it happens. I really do.
I understand the doubt on your point, but, I just think at some point cooler heads, and maybe it's another athletic director.
Right.
Maybe it's another coach, period.
Yes.
But that at some point that people will understand the value in that thing. Anyway, set the football to the side.
Well, because there is a game they have scheduled on the books.
Correct.
For next year. It's in basketball, and it's a great game. It's been a great series. It's tied up, one apiece. They won here. Memphis won there. I mean, honestly, it couldn't have broken any better in terms
Sold
of
just
the drama.
Sold out both places.
Sold out both places. Absolutely. Both games were fiery. They were intense. This past year was not as intense, I guess, because, you know, it didn't have the afterwards. Like, there wasn't the, the controversy in Knoxville. I mean, Memphis won a road win. I think they kept Rick from winning number 600.
Well, I want to tell you that's right. I remember that note, that game note.
So it didn't. It was the buildup was fantastic, but you didn't get the fireworks afterward like you got in the first one. But again, it all leads up to this third and final game on a neutral site, which, you know, we all sort of said it might be the most exciting one because you're going to have fans from both. I mean, it's going to literally be half and half, Knoxville and Memphis, fans. And it seems like based on our conversation with Phil today, and again, maybe we're reading too much into it, but it seems like that one's on the chopping block based on his response. I would have liked to have heard, you know what, we love this game. We love this series. We know how much it means to our fans and their fans.
But you literally know the basketball coach doesn't feel that way, but go ahead. You know, so that's why he couldn't come up and say that.
True, but I mean, you got the contract. You know, it's on the schedule. So you might as well just embrace the thing, in my opinion, and then you reevaluate after. But I would have liked to have heard him say something to that effect, that we prioritize this game. It's a passionate game. It brings out the best in our fans and you guys' fans, and we would love to absolutely play this game. We're going to do whatever we can to make sure it gets played. Well, that is unequivocally not what he said today, right? I mean, he did, you know, again, with the caveat that everything is up in the air about, COVID and how many
basically
games
said we got to wait to hear from the conference,
right? But it wasn't like we got to wait to hear from the conference, and if we get a go ahead from them, well, it still sounded like there were still going to be more decisions to be made after that.
to the point that you were even asking him, do you play it another year if it doesn't go down this year? They've got the SEC schedule, which, if I'm not mistaken, is going to be the regular 18 games, but they've also got the SEC Big 12 Challenge, and there's 10 games in that. And so Tennessee obviously have one in that too, where they've got some stuff right now that they've got, I would imagine, that is more of a priority to find out about. Are they doing some of these conference games in a bubble?
Right.
There's still some of those questions, I suppose. And like we said right after the interview, I'm sure that at this point, you know, he's looking at his basketball coach, who still wants to have some built-in wins in the schedule if he can in the non-conference, because who wouldn't? I still think it's a reason why Memphis may end up still, John, we said, okay, four SECs, keep those four.
Yep.
But with that, there's no built-in wins.
Yep.
And so you just wonder if it's a situation, too, where Tennessee says, well, you know what? It's already tough having the Big 12 Challenge game. I'm not exactly sure who they've got in that, but at least it'll be a brand name. That said, hey, this is tough. Memphis is looking tougher. They're going to be ranked two. So let's go ahead and set that one to the side. We'll do that one next season, and let's get a bye game or two in there. See, I could just, with everything they've got sort of up in the air right now, I could see them looking at it as that, to where, like we said right after the interview, he's not going to be committal on anything because he wants to leave his options open right now. And a good option for them, frankly, might be pushing this Memphis game, you know, off a year. I don't see any way you get out of it. At some point, this game's going to be played.
Right.
Right. And you'd think, if you're Tennessee and you really do want it done, as your head coach does, that you go ahead and knock it out, whether it's this year or next year, but you get that done so you don't have to keep worrying about when this is actually going to be on your schedule.
Yeah, it sounded
keeping his options open.
Yeah, it sounded very, very much noncommittal. I think that's the best way to put it. And, you know, I find that to be just a little unfortunate, because I think it's a game that, you know, if I put it in the same category, I know others might push back on this because it doesn't have quite the history, but if Louisville and Kentucky are finding a way to play the game, then Memphis and Tennessee should be finding a way to play the game. I mean, you saw that promo that
it was awesome. Chris Mack. And you're telling me Cal is going to play the game?
He tweeted, see you December 26th. I mean, I have to assume that's what he meant. See you that day. So if they can play the game, then why can't Memphis, Tennessee? I mean, I just don't understand. You know, I think it's absolutely worth preserving. I mean, they've won one. Memphis has won one. This is the rubber match. This is the grudge match. Who determines the winner? I mean, I'm pretty sure Tennessee has a roster to fight with. They got Jaden Springer. You know, Pons is back. You got plenty of talent on that roster. There's no reason for you to hide from it or to run away from the matchup. It's a pretty evenly matched game. Two likely top 25 teams when they meet. Play this game. It's good for college basketball. It's good for both schools. Take the politics out of it.
I'm thinking of a devil's advocate the way you just did me in football. And can they not still get a high seed with that roster, with mostly, obviously, your 18-game league schedule and what they've got already? Isn't it a deal where, you know, maybe you do more harm than good playing in Memphis in terms of this, because maybe they can beat you? And if you're looking for a top four, top five seed, that wouldn't necessarily, you know, help you.
Well,
I
might argue that, you know,
they get it done without Memphis to that
they
point
can,
this year?
But
Rick already don't like Memphis.
Well, that's true. That's working against the situation here. But you might be able to get game day in Nashville for this. Like, you might be able to get unbelievable exposure for this game, depending on the weekend that it falls. I mean, we already know that ESPN's going to televise it. They might send game day, so you might get an unbelievable opportunity.
Yeah, but it won't be the same kind of atmosphere. You can't think the game day is still looking at this the same way, right? We're talking about December. I realize, hey, maybe we're in a different, a little bit better spot with COVID, but you don't think there's going to be some scene out there like there was for game day in football.
I mean, I just,
for this.
You can't sell that right now. It's already on the books.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing. So you might as well just play it. If it wasn't, okay, you know, but you've already signed the contracts. You've already got it on the books. Man, just play the damn game. And we know it's over. Everybody knows it's over after this. Everybody knows this is the end. So just play the game, and then we'll move on with our lives. And, you know, Memphis has some series coming up with Alabama, and I know you're a big fan of the Ole Miss one. Kermit Davis is doing a hell of a job down there.
Kermit Davis might have that team ranked this season.
Why
are you talking?
My blood does not boil for that, though. Like, it just doesn't. And maybe that doesn't matter.
It only
matters if they're bad, and they're going to be fine.
Again, tell me who Memphis's rival is in college basketball, because I'm telling you right now, it ain't Louisville. And it ain't, you know, maybe it's still Cincinnati to some degree. You played them among the most times you've played anybody else right there with Louisville. But just tell me who the blood boils for. And if Ole Miss is good and it has some Memphis players like it stands to over these next couple of years, they just had Terrence Davis out of there. I know not Memphis proper, but South Haven, you had a Memphis flavor in there. If they that can get back to what Arkansas Memphis was, that's my. I don't sit here and root for Ole Miss and go home and say, man, Kervin Davis, a hell of a coach. But if you're gonna play that series, it makes sense to me to have it at a level if you can, like Arkansas Memphis was. Again, it hasn't been that Memphis and Ole Miss the last few years, partly because one side wasn't good or there wasn't any Memphis talent on that roster. But you're getting to a point where I could see that happening. Again, Kermit Davis could leave in a couple of years. He makes Ole Miss go to, they go to a couple tournaments, have a nice run. He may move on, and maybe the chance for this goes away. But I see an opportunity to have a rival, at least, for a couple of years that actually, people gets people's blood boiling just because they're good and they got some Memphis talent.
I mean, I would even say Cincinnati. Cincinnati's not much of a rivalry anymore.
The place still gets filled up, but you don't –
Memphis doesn't win the games anymore. I mean, they've won one time in the last nine meetings.
And they don't win up there.
I mean, so it's like in order for it to be a rivalry, like you need to have a little bit of back and forth.
That too.
I mean, this is just based – the games have been, relatively –
since he's still a rival, though, more so than anybody else, just because of the number of times you've played them.
Now, Memphis did win last season here in Memphis, 62-49. But the last win before that, do you know when the last win of Cincinnati would have been before last season?
No.
It was 2015-2016. It was Josh's last season at Memphis. And Memphis won 63-59.
That was here. We hadn't won there in years.
Yep. And then when was the last time Memphis won at Cincinnati?
Oh.
Let's see. I don't know. You got to go back quite a ways. I believe this is true. 96-97.
That sounds
right. No, wait a minute. No, not even then. You have to go back further than that. So
I won't tell you it's the 90s.
You do have to go back that damn far. So anyway, maybe it is Cincinnati. I mean, the conference has to produce some better teams as well. I mean, you need more teams coming out of this AAC that are competitive.
You hope you could develop one with UConn. That's out the window.
Yep. I was hopeful about that one.
You had Louisville in your conference 1 year, and you got a chance, I guess, that year to play them twice. And having them in the conference, okay, you could reignite it. But they're not going to play you anymore as non-conference opponents.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's done. They don't feel the same way about you. Southern Miss used to be a team that a lot of people around here thought was a pretty good rival. That's done. You're out. Not even in the same conference anymore. So I just ask you, who's there? And if Penny wants to play these regional rivalries, well, Tennessee don't want you.
Yep.
Again, Ole Miss that's going to have a Matthew Morrell type down there, some Memphis talent that Memphis either decided it didn't want or couldn't get. If you're good, that could end up being pretty good.
Memphis won 07-08 at Cincinnati. That was the last time.
Wow. Okay, well, I was wrong about 90s.
But before that.
So that's Cal's championship.
Last game
was the last year they won it. Fifth, third, fifth.
Yeah, here's what's interesting.
Third arena.
They won, that was December 2007. They won 79-69. And then in 05-06, they won at Cincinnati 91-81. And then before that, you got to go all the way down to the early 90s. To find the next time. So 94-95, it looks like, was the last time before that. And that's when Memphis always wins by 10 at Cincinnati. Like the last three times they've won at Cincinnati, it's been
the
by
rare
10
times
points.
That they do. Yeah.
But it's always by double digits. So when it happens, it's a good one. Anyway, there you have it. Phil Former joined the show earlier today. Check the podcast on radio.com if you missed it. Mark Giannato is going to join us when we come back. We might get his thoughts on this, Memphis recruiting, and more on the other side. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
Kevin Durant was named one of the 100 most influential people in the world by Time Magazine, and now Kevin has created the highly compelling podcast, The Etceteras, with Kevin Durant. It mixes the best of sports and entertainment culture and touches on topics like the most underrated teams in NBA history to the current landscape of rap music. Kevin Durant, 10-time NBA All-Star, 2-time NBA champion, 2-time Olympic gold medalist, and NBA and NBA Finals MVP, and now the host of The Etceteras. Listen to it now on Apple podcastradio.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The day has come for huge savings at Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat with Jeep Adventure Days and Ram Power Days going strong on Covington Pike. Get 0% APR plus no payments for 90 days. New 2020 Jeep Cherokee Latitude IIHS Top Safety Pick. $21,740 or $275 a month. 2020 Dodge Challenger, a muscle car with best-in-class cargo volume. $24,690 or $318 a month. 2020 Dodge Charger, America's fastest four-door muscle car. $24,990 or $329 a month. And 2020 Ram 1500 Tradesman Quad Cab, $366 a month. Drive past the rest. Come to the best Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat. 1901 Covington Pike. Online, GossettMotorCars.net.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motorcars.
All 75 months at 3.99 APR, 3,500 down. Must finance through Chrysler, Cherokee, LD 561583, Challenger, LH214740, Charger, LH116732, 1500, LS139171. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through end of the month with approved credit. Dealer stock only.
I am Disinfector.
What's with him?
I told him flu shots gave us a superpower against germs.
CVS is your one-stop shop for immunity support, from hand wipes to vitamins that are third-party tested to confirm they meet our high standards.
Take that, germs!
Plus, get a $5 off $20 shopping pass when you get a free flu shot. Visit CVS today. No-cost flu shots with most insurance. Restrictions apply. Visit CVS.com and CVS.com/tested for details.
It's crunchy!
Creamy!
Sweet.
Salty. Nature Valley Sweet and Salty Peanut Bars. Bursting with crunchy peanuts, dipped in creamy nut butter coating.
Delicious.
Nature Valley.
The United States Postal Service has been around since 1775, and since then, you can rely on the Postal Service to make sure what matters to you gets to your mailbox. You'd think you couldn't improve on that. But now, with informed delivery notifications, you'll know when those important packages and letters are coming to your mailbox, with an email every morning telling you what's on the way. It's the reliability of the United States Postal Service matched with the technology of today. It's time to get peace of mind. Sign up now for free at informeddelivery.com. Informed Delivery. If it's in the mail, it's in your email.
This is time that matters. A window of time to help protect the ones you love. Your preteen benefits from staying up to date with their well visits. This is your window of protection. Schedule their well visit now. Brought to you by Merck.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
Gino is a sports columnist over at The Commercial Appeal. You can hear him every afternoon on Gino and Jeffrey right here on 92.9. He joins us every Wednesday, and he joins us now. Mark, we had the chance to catch up with University of Tennessee Athletic Director Phil Fulmer on the show earlier today, and our sort of sense of it was that it's very unlikely, by the sounds of it, according, you know, based on what we heard from Phil Fulmer, that we see Memphis, Tennessee play a game this non-conference season. Where are you at on that game? Do you think we ultimately see it?
Well, it's interesting. So I had a column on commercialfield.com on Monday. I spoke to Rodney Hamilton, the director of basketball operations for Memphis, and he's kind of the guy, you know, the schedule is ultimately Penny's decision. It's his vision, but it's on Rodney to kind of execute that vision. He's the nuts and bolts guy. And I presented to him kind of our assumption, and I say our in a collective Memphis sense, that, you know, this seems pretty simple. You know, you've got 20 AAC games, you've got the tournament in South Dakota with that's three games, and then you have four non-conference games that you can have in this modified 27-game schedule. And, you know, the obvious choices would be the four SEC games that you had already scheduled in, you know, Tennessee, Ole Miss, Auburn and Georgia. And basically, you know, Rodney wasn't ready to say anything definitive, but he was just like, listen, there are a lot of factors at play in this. And then when I spoke to Rodney, this was like late last week, he mentioned, for instance, that at that point there was a possibility the SEC could go to 20 conference games instead of 18. Now, on Friday, the SEC announced they're going to stick at 18 conference games. So that's probably good news for Memphis. But, you know, just like Memphis is, you know, there's games against Murray State and St. Louis that Memphis previously scheduled and may or may not play. You know, these SEC schools like Tennessee and Ole Miss and schools like that are going through the same thing, trying to figure out, because they only have a certain amount of games, you know, like in Tennessee's case, let's say they're playing 18 SEC games plus three. Let's say they're playing in a multi-team event, a tournament that's three games. That means they've got six slots. And is Memphis, you know, I suspect these college coaches, most of them don't want to just play a schedule that is all really good teams. Like, you want to have some of those bye games that you had previously scheduled just to kind of get your chemistry and build up a little bit. I think Memphis wants that too. Like, I don't think you're going to see Memphis's four open slots just be the best possible games in terms of competition. I think you want to play a game or two to kind of build chemistry and get your groove, you know, kind of get in a groove. And so that's why this is all so complicated and so fluid right now, because all these teams are having to redo their schedules on the fly, and all of them have different goals in mind in terms of what they want it to look like. And usually during a normal season, that, you know, there's like a 6 month to a year process almost of, you know, figuring that out. Whereas here you're looking, it's basically like a 6 week process, if that. And so, you know, if that's what Fulmer said, it doesn't surprise me. I don't think it's necessarily because they don't want to play Memphis. It's because they have six games to figure out, and they've decided there's something else that they view as a higher priority, I guess, to get in, whether it's a game to get their chemistry going, or if it's a, you know, another big name opponent other than Memphis. I just hope, I would assume, I don't know what he said to you guys. I wasn't listening to the segment, but I would assume if they don't play it this year, it gets played next year, right?
Well, I asked him about that. And again, very non-committal. You know, basically said, you know, I'll be working with, you know, our coaches, and I always talk to our coaches, but, you know, was very noncommittal about a rescheduling of the game if it came to that. So
that would be slimy to me, like, to be quite honest. Like, that game needs to be played. Like, I can understand if in these weird circumstances it doesn't get played this year. And frankly, it might be, you know, it might be better to have it, to hold it off till next year when, you know, that Nashville arena can be half Memphis fans and half Tennessee fans and be an incredible atmosphere. That sounds actually like a decent compromise to me, you know, moving it to next year when you can actually hopefully have fans there, or hopefully have a good amount, you know, a full arena, hopefully. But to use this to squirm your way out of it would be, I think that would be a bad look for Fulmer and Tennessee. I think Tennessee fans wouldn't care. You know, Tennessee fans would support them. But, like, it would look, to me, I would crush them in a column if they did that.
Yeah, we've spent so much time focusing on why this series is good for Memphis, why it's good for Memphis to play it this year, get it out of the way. Hopefully Tennessee would continue. But I wonder, listening to some of what you laid out, part of it, the fans thing, is there a case to be made for Memphis that would be better to push it back? Set aside the fans thing, because I think you make a great point there. You'd have that in Nashville maybe a different year where it's half full of one and half full of the other. Are they going to have, like, I wonder if you get Auburn, well, maybe it's okay to push Tennessee back because there's a good, you know, non-conference opponent that can help your seeding. But in this year, is there a case to be made? Because I know Penny feels like he's got the right team in terms of playing Tennessee, and you figure you're going to need it more than a Tennessee for your non-conference schedule needs to be good for seeding and all that kind of thing. Is there a case to be made for Memphis where it is better to push this game back a year or whatever else?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, for instance, they had this, like, people kind of didn't really make a big deal out of it, but, like, St. Louis, I mean, I'm not going to say they could be as good as Tennessee, but like, St. Louis is going to be one of the two best teams in the Atlantic 10.
So a turning
in
team, yeah.
Like, it's not as sexy of a game as Tennessee. Let's just be clear about that. But in terms of, like, the KenPom numbers and the numbers that they use for the NCAA tournament, I'm willing to bet if you played St. Louis instead of Tennessee, it would be a negligible difference in terms of your resume. Like, I think that's about as good a game as Tennessee. In terms of, like, name recognition, it's not. But when it comes down to it, in terms of what these teams are predicted to be this year, St. Louis is supposed to be a really darn good team, like, this year. So, like, I think that's why, and I would say, yeah, I think it's probably my choice would be to push the game back another year. One, because the fans can be there, and because, like, part of what makes this Memphis-Tennessee series so much fun is whether it was at FedEx Forum 2 years ago or at Thompson Bowling last year, the atmospheres were unbelievable. Some of the best atmospheres I've ever been in as a reporter. And the other thing that it does, I just think with more time, like, let's just be real. Like, this Tennessee-Memphis series, part of the reason Tennessee doesn't want to play it is because of what happened in the aftermath of the first game in Memphis when Penny and Rick Barnes got into it verbally afterwards, you know, or during the days and weeks afterwards. And I think that I really do think that soured Rick Barnes on the series. Yeah. But, you know, time heals all wounds. So if you move it back here, that gives you another year to negotiate for wounds to heal, for whatever.
Yep.
And I think, you know, I'm not saying that will ultimately convince Tennessee to keep the series going, but I don't think it hurts. And the reality is, as soon as you play this game in Nashville, whenever it happens, there are no more games scheduled between Memphis and Tennessee. Mm-hmm. So the longer you put it off, the longer you have kind of less pressure on the negotiation, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, we're talking to Mark Giannotto. He joins us every single Wednesday. Read him over at commercialappeal.com. And then while we're on the subject of Memphis basketball, it seems like and feels like it is going to be a quite a big week, and some big developments are on the way with Memphis basketball recruiting. If they end up getting John Camden, if they end up getting Jordan Nesbitt, which I think we all agree and believe they will, and they also add Big Sam, who is a 3/4-star big man who lives with John Camden. Do you realize, Mark, that would put them in the calculator right now in 2021, according to 247? That would give them the number 3 recruiting class in America.
That's wild.
I mean, it would give them the number 3 class in the whole country, and it feels like nobody's talking about this right now.
Yeah, no, you're right. It's definitely been more under the radar than the 2019 class with Wiseman and Precious, but like honestly, like I don't know if that's necessarily a bad thing. Like I think sometimes. You know, I felt like last year, like it's not to say that team last year didn't warrant the hype that they got, but I don't think it helped them. I don't know if it hurt them, but I don't think it helped them to have so much put on them so quickly. And obviously, you know, the circumstances of the season, you know, completely changed when James only played 3 games and then, you know, DJ misses essentially half the year. But I don't think it's the worst thing in the world that they're kind of flying a little under the radar. I think that might actually be a good thing. It feels like it's going to be good for this year's team that even though, like, when we, you know, here locally, when we look at this team on paper, maybe it's not as eye-popping in terms of the recruiting rankings as last year's team, but I think we all agree, like, this year's team has the potential to make a deep NCAA tournament run. But it doesn't feel like they're getting much hype nationally. And again, I think that's going to work in their favor this season. And I think the same can be said about the recruiting class. Like, it's not a bad thing to be flying under the radar and and people aren't talking about you. Because ultimately, if you win games, if these players come in and you know, not even outperform their recruiting ranking, but become the players that it's pretty obvious Penny and the staff think they can become, I mean, the program will be on really solid footing because, you know, I don't know how many guys will stay after this season, but let's say, you know, let's assume some of these guys, especially the sophomores, will leave early, you know, but now you've got this at least a five-person class coming in, and it's guys who, again, just like, you know, look like they're multiple-year guys, and that's how you build a program. That's how you become a program that is really good year in and year out. And so I just think it's been really impressive to see what Penny has done, the way he's adjusted his recruiting strategy seemingly on the fly, the way he's done it in a pandemic where he can't go out and, you know, see these kids face-to-face and be around their families and scout them in person, you know, extensively. I know he did some of it, you know, before the pandemic with these 2021 kids, but it's just, you know, I think it's a good sign. It feels like the type of recruiting class that 3-4 years from now we'll look back on and go, that was the recruiting, you know, we taught the 2019 class plus this 2021 class, that's what made this program a year-in and year-out NCAA tournament team again. That's what it feels like.
You know, John and I were sort of debating, kind of fell into it, but debating whether or not Wiseman coming to Memphis would be a net negative. Now, a lot of this, and a lot of your opinion on this question, your answer to it may depend upon how you feel, probably does, about what's going to happen with Memphis and the IARP. But in terms of right now, today, last day of September, which way would you lean, Mark Giannotto, that Wiseman will end up being a net positive for them or a net negative?
Today, like if it just includes the fact, like what has happened up until today, I say net positive because, you know, the nucleus of this year's team,
right?
You know, aside from DJ, like DJ committed before James Wiseman did to Memphis, but Boogie, Lester, you know, those guys aren't here. Musa, maybe even too. Those guys aren't necessarily here mm-hmm. without Wiseman committing. Now, do I think in long term we're going to think of James Wiseman as a net positive? My suspicion is no. My suspicion is ultimately his recruitment, his eligibility case is going to cost Memphis in some way. I don't have faith that the IARP is going to view this how I view it, which is I feel like Memphis, if this case is strictly about what we know, and that's a big if, it feels to me like Memphis basketball already suffered enough given what happened last year where they didn't have Wiseman, the season didn't go, this what was supposed to be this magical season. You know, it wasn't a disaster, but it wasn't fun. You know, it wasn't the scene. You know, it feels like
right.
Memphis has suffered enough just from that. But I doubt the NCAA is going to look at it like that. And so that's why I think ultimately I think we'll view it as a net negative because I think Memphis is going to get the IRP. And this is just like, this is pure speculation. This is just like, my sense of it is that the NCAA is not going to view it like we view it. They're going to view it in a different way, and Memphis is going to face some penalties because of it.
Hopefully they're small.
The debate that happened, any thoughts on the debate?
I don't understand why people aren't making a bigger deal out of Donald Trump saying bad things happen in Philadelphia. Any D.C. sports fan, it's like fine. I've never related more to the president than there. As a D.C. sports fan, bad things. If you've ever gone to a Philadelphia sporting event wearing the opposing team's jersey, like I have a couple times, you know exactly what he's talking about. Bad things happen in Philadelphia. I saw someone joke on Twitter. You know, like here in Memphis, there's a flourishing bootleg T-shirt, business model, if you will, especially revolving around the Grizzlies. Like, people were joking that in Philly, already outside of Lincoln Financial Field, someone's already selling bootleg T-shirts that say bad things happen in Philadelphia.
Yeah, that's smart business move, no doubt. Hey, Mark, man, we appreciate the time as always.
All right, guys. Talk to you later.
He is Mark Giannotto. You can hear him every afternoon on the Giannotto and Jeffrey Show. All right, we'll come back. Jason and John, 93.9 FM.
And there are more ways to win than ever before on the FanDuel Fantasy app. From daily fantasy to new season-long contests, you can play for free or join paid games to compete for real cash prizes. Right now, FanDuel's giving new players 20% on their first deposit, up to $500 in bonus credit that's added instantly into your new account. You can use your bonus to try partial season best ball. It's FanDuel's newest way to play fantasy football. Best ball contests are the simplest way to play season-long fantasy. There's no lineups to set, no waivers to claim, no trades to make. Nice and simple. Just draft your team, and FanDuel's going to do the rest. You can enter now before October 1st, so get in now to get in before this round of best balls ends. Your old favorites, too, like Gridiron Pick'em, they're still available. Just pick the winners of Sunday's NFL matchups correctly for your chance to earn up to $5,000 every week. You're doing that absolutely free. And when you win, FanDuel pays out your winnings in as little as $24, so you've got the money fast. If you haven't tried FanDuel yet, what are you waiting for? Simply download the FanDuel Fantasy app today to get started and claim your deposit bonus of up to $500. Age and location-based restrictions apply. See terms at FanDuel.com.
This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about James Davis for years. It's in the Laurelwood Shopping Center, one of the best clothing stores in the entire nation. It's where I shop. It's where you should shop in. Here to tell you why is Rob Joyner from James Davis.
Gary, we have delivered over 2,300 custom-fit stance shirts in a year. We take three measurements, load in the computer, and it gives us the perfect fit shirt out of 175 trones to fit you. Once we get the perfect fit, you have over 150 fabrics to choose from, starting at $98, and 7 days later, bam, shirt is delivered. Gary, you are not an off-the-rack fit, and you know yours fit perfect. No more baggy Michelin man fit or rolling up those sleeves to look like a barbershop quartet.
I could not buy off the rack. That's why I don't buy off the rack. I get my shirts custom made at James Davis. If you need one, same kind I own, you know where to go. It's James Davis, Laurelwood Shopping Center. They're on the web, jamesdavisstore.com. Check that website, jamesdavisstore.com.
I have a very honest golf instructor. This is Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark's Bensdorf Realtors. My instructor is Marty Fulton, a PGA Life member whom you may remember from Plantation, Whispering Woods, or Holiday Golf Club. When I asked him what I might do to improve my game, Marty, what did you tell me?
Sheldon, I told you to get your clubs together, put them in your car, then take them to the nearest lake and toss them in.
Great, Marty, you're a big help.
Sheldon, you're far better at selling homes than you'll ever be at golf. That's why people often say when you want the job done, call Sheldon.
Thanks, Marty. And if you or someone you know is thinking about selling their home, you should talk to 2 to 3 real estate brokers and make sure that I am one of them. Find out the difference in what they do in my highly successful strategic marketing program with the Shellbucks option. You or they can reach me at 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. That's Sheldon Rosengarten at 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. Do it now.
Good news. Southland Casino is now back open. That's right. The most spacious casino floor in the Mid-South is ready to welcome you back to the action with live blackjack, roulette, craps, and all your favorite slots. The action kicks off every day at 9 a.m. and rolls all the way till 5 o'clock the next morning. So what are you waiting for? Go ahead and make the short drive to Southland. We're ready for you. Must be 21 plus. Play responsibly. For help quitting, call 800-522-4700.
Honey, do you hear that?
Yeah. What is that?
Oh, my God. The roof is leaking. Okay, I got this. Look out. Coming through.
What are you doing?
I'm catching the water to keep us from drowning. What are you doing?
I'm calling Bennett Roofing. They've got 24-hour emergency service and can get our roof fixed in no time. Put those pots away. I just washed those.
Licensed and insured, Bennett Roofing offers 24-hour emergency service on all roof repair. Visit them at BennettRoofingMemphis.com or call them at 901-359-9708.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station. Money thing, got a whole M in a duffel. Got a nurse.
Shorty say she don't like rubber. She don't know that I know she be f***ing my brother. I ain't going out like no sucker. Yeah, West Coast smoking on Gusher. Yeah, Cartier watch bussin'. Yeah, I done ran up a whole lot. Yeah, I don't want to just top. Yeah, going up a whole nother notch. Yeah, can't be stuck in one slot. Yeah,
Blue Note Juke Joint Whiskey is my go-to. It should be yours too. Made right here in Memphis, crafted right here in Memphis, aged right here in Memphis. You guys know I love supporting local businesses, and that's what you can do every time you buy a bottle of Blue Note Juke Joint Whiskey. Just $29.99. That's it. That is all. That's all it costs. Just $29.99. It is smoother than smooth. When it hits your lips, that's what you'll think. Smoother than smooth. You can drink it on the rocks. You can drink it neat. Make a cocktail with it. It doesn't matter to me. Pick it up wherever you buy your favorite liquors. Again, look for that bottle. It's got the guitar on it. It's blue. You'll know it. $29.99. Pick it up today. We're back. Jason and John, 92 FM, ESPN. Interesting development I saw in the NFL. Now the NFL is threatening draft picks as a result of non-mask compliance.
Ooh.
That would change the game, wouldn't it?
Well, that'll make sure that your franchise is doing all the right things there. Nobody wants to lose any draft picks.
Yeah, so the NFL has issued a very strongly worded memo to coaches, general managers. Dude, you guys are the sore. You guys are the first outbreak. You guys.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure you're pointing the finger here, Ben.
I'm looking at a report here from Jason Lockham. For the NFL is looking into the Raiders' participation in a charity event where the NFL COVID protocols may not have been followed. Team also being reviewed for possible locker room violation and already got fined $250,000 for not following sideline regulations. It sounds like one team in this league is not abiding by the rules.
Dude, it sounds like one team in this league.
You can't do this today, though, Bennett.
It sounds like one team in this league is about to be the source of the sequel for a contagion.
Yeah, but they didn't break the rules. They're not the ones getting rules violations.
But they're the ones that they're responsible for the first outbreak. Your team.
Oh, so it's their fault that they caught COVID?
Well, do you think they just caught it by doing what they're supposed to do?
I don't know.
I doubt it.
I'm saying your team is the one that's, like, caught.
Our immune systems are obviously stronger than yours.
Whatever.
So you think it's okay on this day when you are almost single-handedly responsible for bringing down the National Football League?
Dude, we're going to play a Monday Night Football doubleheader. It's a win-win for everybody. This is going to be a lot of fun.
You guys are the source for 28 months later. And Contagion 2, and Outbreak 2, starring Ryan Tannehill. I mean, this is.
I mean, you were the first team to have an outbreak, Bennett.
You have to accept that, embrace it.
You know, I'm a closet Titan fan, but I think he's got
whatever.
You.
Whatever.
Would you need to apologize to the listeners?
No.
Yeah, for contracting COVID.
No, the Titans are the reason that the listeners are going to get a Monday Night Football doubleheader.
Now I will
that
say
everyone's going to be excited about.
I do love me some Monday Night Football doubleheader.
Mm-hmm.
Who doesn't love
that's
a good doubleheader?
No, it's good. It's good. If it goes down that way.
Honestly, shouldn't there be a doubleheader on Monday night every single week? Why wouldn't there be?
Because they don't want to start it at 6 p.m. Central, and they have to almost.
Who cares?
I mean, I think that their TV numbers just aren't going to be as good if they're not starting these things at 7:20 Central.
Okay, but hold on. First of all,
Bennett's right.
Most people don't have Sunday Ticket, though, right?
Most people don't. Yes, yeah. It's a very small group that still does.
Yeah, so you're going to have more eyeballs in a random given game if you have a Monday night doubleheader. No matter even if you do start at 6, because that game is probably going to be one of the noon games on Sunday that nobody, you know, that 80% of the country doesn't see, you know? So I would make the argument that more people would watch it, even if it is, yes, it's at 6. But, I mean, most people are home by 6 o'clock. You start dinner, you put on Monday Night Football.
Not West Coast.
Man, the hell with the West Coast.
I mean, that's 4 p.m. their time.
So you would never.
But they want those numbers. They want those LA numbers.
But they would never play. They would never put a West Coast team at the 6 p.m. slot. They'd put the West Coast team at the
no, it
back
doesn't.
End.
And I'm not saying it doesn't matter what team. I'm saying they want those LA numbers for their TV viewership. And if it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon, there, like, that's, you're not getting it. They're gonna be at work.
I mean, I don't. I'm gonna have to do further more research.
Yeah,
is needed.
Please look into that.
More research is needed on this one, Jason. But I'm in favor of even if it required, as you know. Doing away with Thursday Night Football, we got a big one this week.
It's like the last scrub one of the.
Yeah.
You know, at least for now, it's the last scrub game of the whole series all year long.
Yeah, it's the Doo-Doo Boys versus, you know, the Dookie Boys. I mean, it's a great matchup.
Don't make me go back and get the other matchups.
No, I know there's some
other,
great games in 2056.
Many great Thursday night games this year.
But I would be willing to sacrifice Thursday night football for a doubleheader on Monday Night Football every week. That's my opinion. That most people probably would not be willing to make that trade because they love having NFL on Thursdays. I guess I like having the Thursday games because I've gotten used to it, and it's like you're like
yeah, it's Denver and New York. You didn't even say it is. It's the bad of the bad with Denver and the Jets.
It could not be worse.
Couldn't be worse this week.
And it was bad last week, wasn't it?
It was Dolphins and Jacksonville.
Yes, Jacksonville and Miami. It was bad last week. Yeah. It's somehow worse this week.
But you got Ravens a couple times. I mean, you got Chiefs.
Yeah,
it'll be good again.
Thursday night football for me marks the start of the weekend unofficially. It's like, all right, we made it. Like, we made it to Thursday night. You know, tomorrow's Friday.
So it's worth keeping.
You know, there is some symbolism to it. So anyway, we'll see what happens with the disease-ridden Tennessee Titans. Absolutely disgusting what they have done to this league. And they should lose many draft picks for what they did, the way they have jeopardized.
Of course you'd say that.
I mean, y'all really going to lose draft picks.
Y'all should move. Y'all should be forced to move. The Titans should be forced because they're putting the community in Nashville at risk. They should move out of America.
I would say it's probably the other way around.
They should move out of America like Hassan Whiteside and go to Hawaii. You know, that's what they should do.
Hey, will y'all be good friends and wish my Cubs luck? We're playing right now on a day that's got eight playoff games.
I'm watching this Braves Reds slobber knocker. It is bottom of the ninth. Tied 0-0.
Well, your Orioles are like one of the only two teams that didn't make the playoffs this year. So it does absolutely suck for you.
Hey, man.
We've got the Marlins.
AL East is good.
Okay, you guys should beat the Marlins, right?
We've got the Marlins, and here's my prediction. Cardinals will beat the Padres.
Okay, that's a big one.
Everybody's talking about the Padres as the upstart, and they got Machado, and they got Tatis Jr. Watch, this is what the Cardinals do. They get to this time of year. Doesn't matter what the roster looks like, they win.
Yeah,
so they're going to knock off the upstart Padres.
Well, yeah,
watch what I say.
You know, I've thought that for a long time about the Padres, just sort of the way they've built that roster up. You know, Manny Machado, like you said, Papoose,
Tatis Jr.
Tatis Jr. I think he's done. He's played a lot better this year than most people thought.
How about that San Diego pitching?
Some of the best.
This roster they built. This is Manny's first season with them.
They built the roster. They built the roster, man. They brought in Machado.
Years of work.
Yeah, I mean, that's a franchise there that deserves everything they're getting. And
you could pass this as baseball talk if you were at Northside Market buying another hat.
Oh,
they'd say, oh, he really knows baseball.
Yeah, because I do.
But you can't do that from 11-2.
I do know baseball.
Pass this off.
I know baseball.
We see
very
right
much.
Through you.
For the record, I liked the other hat better. The one he was wearing the other day.
Yeah, because this is official sideline gear.
I'm not sure about that one.
This is sideline gear, man.
He says we can't say anything about this one, Bennett, because we actually see Gruden in it on the sideline.
Mm.
Training, bruh. What's that say? Training.
That says training.
NFL. Look at the material, man.
He's so proud.
Yeah, man. By the way, ordered a few more hats for you.
I know you did after that roasting you got from Bennett earlier this week.
Man, please try to check. Because I know y'all going to try to check one of them. Mm-hmm. Man, please try to do it. I can't wait.
He's already second guessing
the
purchase.
No, I'm ready for it. I can't wait till it arrives. And I'm going to wear it in here proud. I say, please let Bennett try to roast this one. Because I got something for him on that one. Say this one came from a gas station. Just try it. It gets here tomorrow or Friday.
Can't wait.
You were triggered.
Shop runner. I got that thing expedited just for y'all. That's going to do it for us today. Thanks to all of our guests who joined us on the show today. Thanks to Phil Fulmer. Thanks, of course, to Ben Golliver, who's still in the bubble.
Run for Golliver.
I hope somebody's like letting his dog out at home, man.
Yeah, he's writing a book off this.
He's been
gonna
gone
probably
for a long
profit
time.
Off this bubble.
And thanks to Mark Giannato for joining us on the show today. Giannato and Jeffrey are next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Memphis on the Mid-South's number one place for sports and the home of Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. Weekday mornings 5 a.m. till 9 a.m. WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. Live on the radio.com app.
Consumer investigator Andy Wise here. I've always warned you against third-party extended warranties or service plans. They can leave you high and dry without any of the protections you paid for. You should trust a local service company's maintenance plan instead. I've checked them out, and the best one in the Mid-South is the Choate's HVAC Fam Plan. Lauren Choate's here. Lauren, tell us about the Fam Plan.
Andy, think of the Choate's Fam Plan like your family buying a membership to our family's consumer protection.
Like what?
Like a 40-point heating and air inspection twice a year with 20% off your parts and repairs, and up to 2 pounds of Freon every year.
Anything else?
Try a 95-point plumbing inspection with an annual free drain cleaning.
Okay, here's where the Choate's Fam Plan really gets me. You drop all service charges with the Fam Plan.
Yep.
And Choate's Fam Plan members get priority service from the line with all the benefits of your longer warranty.
Right, for just $24.99 a month.
Folks, this is the most consumer-friendly maintenance plan in the market. The Choate's Fam Plan puts your family first.
Learn more at choateshvac.com, and remember, let our family serve your family.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
If you like extra cash, the Kroger Rewards MasterCard is the card for you. You'll earn 5% cash back on the first $2,500 you spend. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Amazon is now hiring near you. We're looking for team members who know that delivering important packages is important work. Ready to work hard to make someone's every day? Ready for benefits and flexible shifts? Immediate hourly roles are available at amazon.com/apply. That's amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
This is Joe. Joe thinks he's seen it all.
I've seen it all. Golden Crust.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.